After the captain of Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas warned passengers about rising crime rates in Nassau, a government official is lashing out about having been blindsided and denying the allegations. The Minister of Tourism said there are 10,000 people that come to Nassau on any given day, and I'm sure 9,999 of them don't have a problem, but of course we focus on the one. Since 2012, Nassau has been struggling to get people off the cruise ship due to crime and aggressive vendors. And Carnival Cruise Line held a naming ceremony for the float that is going to make an appearance in the Rose Parade in 2019. Needing a little help with the ceremony, they turned to someone who knows a thing or two about the annual event, Rose Queen Louise Siskel. Siskel smashed a confetti-filled champagne bottle across the hull of the ship-shaped float and proclaimed the name to be Come Sail Away. The ship will make her debut in the Rose Parade on Tuesday, January 1st, featuring new additions that Carnival Panorama will have when debuting in Long Beach, December 2019. And finally, Royal Caribbean Blog is reporting that Harmony of the Seas is testing a program that would allow casino guests to get a cash advance without leaving their slot machine. In the past, guests would have to go to a cashier if they ran out of money and wanted to continue to play, but the machines are now set up to get a cash advance for up to $300 a day, which is charged directly to your CPass card. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.